Okay, Shalom Rabosa, Guten Erev Shabbos, Guten Chodesh, Mishnichnas, other Marbid Besimcha. Very exciting times, always a fun time of the year. Today's daf is Pesachim Daf Pei Gimel, and we're here at the top of Pei Gimel Amud Aleph, smack at the top. We had a clean break at the end of the daf yesterday. And certainly once again today's shir is B'schus Refu Shalema for Nami Meir Bas Hashan Rav Garezel, and for Shira Bas Dvar Aleya, and for Mordechai Ben Malka. Should all see Yeshua and Rafua, Shabbos Yimilizog Rafua Krova Lava. Okay, we're at the top of the Mishnah. We'll get to a Mishnah in a second, but we're at the top of the daf here. We had quoted a shita of both Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Nechemia, that if the owners of a korban Pesach became tamei after the meat is sprinkled. After the blood is sprinkled, and therefore they cannot eat the meat, so then there's nobody to eat this Korban Pesach. So we had a question how or when the meat is burned. And according to Rabbi Nechemia and Rabbi Yochanan as well, we had quoted at the end of yesterday that they hold that you burn it right away. Right? Again, if you remember, we said that if you have an inherent psul in the Korban, so then Nisrof Miyad is burned right away. But if you have some sort of outside incendiary in secondary psul, so then you wait till tomorrow, you need what's called uber tsura. You have to have the meat be puzzled by lina, by leaving it overnight, and then you burn it the following day. So apparently, we're going to see right now, Rabba Mosif, we're on top of Pei Gimel, Rabba Mosif af Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Even Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds that if the owners became tameh, so then you would burn it right away. You don't have to wait till the next day. You don't have to leave the meat overnight and further possible that way and burn it the next day. So he Rabba also adds Rabbi Yossi Aglili to the discussion. The Tanakh Lund Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer, Kol Ha'inyon Kulo, Enu Medaber Ella Beparim Anistrofim, Uvasirim Anistrofim. What that means is that this whole topic is only talking about the cows that are burned and the seer and the goats that are burned. So what's going on over here? So that is a discussion of the Gemara in Zvachim. Towards the end of the Zvachim, basically the machlokes between Rabbi Yossi Aglili and the Chachamim. And in terms of the pasuk, let's quote the whole pasuk here: V'chochatos hashuyuva midama eloha moed achaper b'kodesh loseche al ba'esh tisarev. Any korban chatos that whose blood was brought to the eloha moed to atone in the kodesh, you should not eat it; you have to burn it. And again, that pasuk pashtus is the Chachamim say that. Pasukas teaches me that you have a regular korban chatas that was brought outside the kodesh, right? Again, the mizbeach was outside the kodesh. So a regular korban chatas brought outside the kodesh, but if for whatever reason it's brought, the blood is brought, or the meat, I guess, but the blood is brought into the kodesh, so then it's puzzled, right? The blood has to be sprinkled on the mizbeach, which is outside the Beis HaMikdash, or not outside the Beis HaMikdash, outside the kodesh. Again, the kodesh being where they had the menorah and the shulchan and the mizbeach hazav and obviously the kodesh kadashim. So if that blood is brought inside for whatever reason, then the korban is no good. It has to be burnt. That's the chachamim shita. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says no. This whole topic, this pasuk, is actually talking about a different chatas. Rashi quotes. If you look at the top Rashi over here, he says, if I'm in the third line in Rashi, Paleg Rabbi Yossi Aglili Umoki Bechatas Apnimis. He says, no, that pasuk is talking about a korban chatas that's brought inside the Kodesh. There were a couple of chatos that were brought inside the Kodesh. Kagoni gives an example, Par Halam Davar Shel Tzibor, like if for whatever reason the Sanhedrin Paskan, the someone was Mutter, and all of Avim Israel did that, and really it was Aser Nechiv Kares, if I'm not mistaken, so then they bring a korban chatas for the entire Tzibor. So that was brought inside the Kodesh. Now, if that was brought, then it was taken outside, then in that case, you should burn it right away. Meaning, if it was for whatever reason, it was taken outside of its area. Meaning, the blood should be sprinkled inside the kodesh. It was taken out, so then it would be burnt. So that's what Yossi Aglili says. So therefore, with that background, and he says this whole topic is only talking about the chatos that were hanisrafim, misirim hanisrafim, and what's the din? Lesrof psuleim a beis abira, that you burn their pasul meat in the beis hamikdash. V'lisein lo sase al achilaso, to make and tell me that it's usher to eat that chatos. So Amrulos the chachamim said back to him, no chatos shenichnas dama lefnayv lefnim minayin. So well, there, how do you know that a regular korban chatos that went inside to the kodesh is pasul? How do you know that? If you tell me that pasuk is teaching me about the inner chatas, so how do you know that a regular chatas that went inside the kodesh is also no good? So he said, "Amalem hein huva estama ala kodesh pnima." Right? No, he has another pasuk that it should be brought to the kodesh pnima. Meaning you shouldn't be bringing the blood into the kodesh. And Michal, apparently, what does he Rabbi Yossi Aglili say? The dini afik ihi Dinami Ayel Dama Vesreifa. Again, that Pasuk says, right, you should get rid of it. I mean, you should have eaten it, but you didn't. Right, that was the whole story with Moshe and Aaron, if you remember. That was the Pasuk we quoted yesterday. Moshe was upset that it had been burned, and Aaron said, no, I should burn it. But you see from that story that if a korban was no good, so then you burn it. Because that's what the Gemara says. Mikhal, apparently, Rabbi Yossi Glili holds, Dinafgihi, O Dinami Ayel Dama, if for whatever reason it went in or out of the area for to eat that korban, it's not b'sreifa that you burn it. Again, so then you see, just like Aaron himself couldn't eat the korban chatas, so you see that you burn it right away, that's what happened. So apparently that's exactly what Rabbi said, that Rabbi Yossi Glili says, that when you have a problem with the bailim, with the owner of the korban, so then the korban is burned right away. You don't have to wait for tomorrow. And what about the other shitas? Meaning, why did Rabbah have to add Rabbi Yossi Glili? Why didn't the other shitas say Rabbi Yossi Glili agrees with us? So that's what the Gemara says. Rabbi Yochanan explains, it's savar dam basar chadim milsa. Bailim milsa achrizi. Because Rabbi Yochanan, right, he holds that blood and meat of the korban is the same thing. I mean, that's a psul, right? That's a problem. But the psul and the owner, right, is different. Meaning, Rabbi Yossi Glili holds that the psul and the blood is no good, but he doesn't necessarily agree that if the psul and the bailim, right, Rabbi Yochanan would hold that. Rabbi Yossi Glili does not necessarily hold that the psul and the bailim would allow you to burn it right away. Okay, that's vital. New Mishnah. Hatsamos v'gidin v'anosar. If you have bones of the Korban Pesach, or the gidin are sinews, or a nosar, or any meat that's been left over, right, to the morning. So yisrufu b'shishasar. You burn it on the 16th. Now, obviously, the first day of Yontif is the 15th. So you wait until, that's the first day of Chol HaMoed. Right, it's not Tocha Shabbos. The burning of this korban is not Tocha Yontif, I'm sorry. And in Echanami, that Malach HaZochel Nefesh is Motor on Yontif, but it's not necessary, meaning there's no need to burn it. So therefore, it is burned the next day. So you burn it on the first day of Chol HaMoed. Let's say Chal Tezvav Yos B'Shabbos, let's say the first day of Chol HaMoed was Shabbos, so you had, let's say, Erev Pesach was Thursday, Pesach was Friday, and then Chol HaMoed started on Shabbos, again, in Eretz Yisrael, right, with this one day Yontif. So then, Yisrufu B'Yitzayin, you would burn it on the second day Yontif. Second day Chol HaMoed. Because the burning, right, again, this mitzvah, the burn nosar, right, it's not crucial for the yantif, and it's not doche yantif, and it's not doche shas. Okay. Amar Rav, now we're not really going to talk about that little aspect so much, at least today, but first we're going to talk about atzamos and gidin, and we'll talk about the gidan nasha a little bit, and what's the deal with these bones, etc. So Amar Rav Mari Baravu, Amar Rav Yitzchak. Rav Yitzchak said, atzamos kodshim, sheshimshu nosar, mitamiz hayadayim, hol v'nasis basur ladavar ha'asur. That Rabbi Yitzchak says that any bones that shimshu nosar, that serviced nosar, that served as a carrier, that held nosar, meaning you have nosar on these bones, so the metame sayadayim, they are metame, just like nosar is tame, and Chazal goes that nosar is going to be metameyu, but also the bones as well, because they're a basis ladavar ha'asur. They are a basis, literally in modern vernacular, a basis is a base. We're familiar with this concept of basis ladavar ha'asur, perhaps by the din of mukta, where if you have a mukta item on top of something, let's say a candelabra on a silver tray, so the silver tray is mukta because it has, even though the tray itself theoretically is not mukta, but the candelabra is mukta, and the base is a basis, is a support, is for the candelabra. So that's going to be osir. So here too as well, the bones are holding the meat. Now, as we're going to point out in a second, that's not only the meat that's outside the bones, that's also the meat that's inside the bones. Right? Marrow is considered to be edible and a part of the Korban Pesach, right? And that's going to be a problem, right? How do you eat the marrow? Right? The Gemara will talk about that in a second. Not today, I think tomorrow will be another. Right, the bones have marrow in them, presumably, and so they are basis ladavar asur. If there's no sar, once you leave it over, so then you have to burn the bones as well. So let's say that our Mishnah proves Rabbi Yitzchak Shita. Right, you have to burn all these things, the bones, the sinews, and nosar, burned on the 16th, right? So what's the case of our Mishnah that says you have to burn these bones? Elim, if you'll tell me, Deles Be'umach, that there is no marrow inside of them, so Lama B'Strefa, what do you have to burn the bones for? Nishdinu, just throw them out, right? Just get rid of them. So Elab Shita, this Be'umach, it must be that there's some marrow inside the bones. Now, Iyam, Rizbish Lama, Shimush Nosar Milsahi, if you'll tell me that serving Nosar, meaning to, being a busis for Nosar is a thing. So Amatulahachi by Israfa. So that's why you need to burn them, because the bones have marrow inside of them. And again, the bones themselves are not valuable, but they're taken care of, or they're holding, they're servicing the Nosar, and therefore you have to burn them. If you're telling me that Shimosh Nosar is not a thing, so then Lama Lul Sreifa. What do you have to burn the bones for? Right? Nidvarin, you just break them. Right? Why don't you just take out the moach, take out the marrow, right? Break them open, take out the marrow, burn the marrow, which is edible, right? And just throw out the bones. Elalav, but it's rather must be that from our Mishnah, the Shmamina, the Shimush Nosar Milsahi, that if you have to burn the bones, it must be that the bones themselves are considered to be puzzled through Nosar because they carry or they help hold the Nosar, and therefore you have to burn them. So Amri, they said, no. Lola Olam Imlacha Shimush Nosar Lav Milsahi. Really, our Mishnah could be holding that serving Nosars is not a thing, and therefore the bones are not, you know, really puzzled. But why do you have to burn them? Besavrabo, Bekosher, Vafilu Bepsul. And we hold, what the Mishnah is holding, that you're not allowed to break the bones, whether the korban pesach is kosher or posel. So even though there's no sar, we need the isser to break the bones of the korban pesach, right? You're not allowed to eat the stuff that's inside. It's no sar, it's left over. But you're still not allowed to break them. So the advice that we tried to give a second ago, the eitzah, we said, just break them open and take out the marrow, doesn't work. Because you, according to this Mishnah, according to our Tana Kama, we're not allowed to break the bones, even after the Korban Pesach is no good, is possible anymore. So Gemara says, one second, you're not allowed to break the bones of the Korban Pesach, is possible? Fatanah, the Mishnah, right, earlier. We did? I think we quoted it earlier. Okay, the Mishnah Shah says, we'll see you tomorrow's daf. Okay, the Mishnah says, Aval Mosir Batar, Vashover Batame, Inusovik Zarabayim. If you leave over a Tahor Korban, of a shover of a tame, or you break the bones of a tame korban pesach, you don't get malchus. Now you're leaving it over, but you're not going to get malchus because it's lav shem b'maisa. But sofek is our, to break the bones, if it's tame, you're not going to get malchus because presumably it's not usher. So like, what do you mean? So why would we say that it's usher to break the bones of a korban pesach? That's possible, right? It's tame. For all intents and purposes, it's no good. It's possible. So Gemara says lo kasher, kasher isa lo shas kosher, lo hay shas ha kosher. The Gemara says it's very different. Our case and that case are very different. Over there, in that case, when the Mishnah says if you break the bones where it was Tameh, you don't get Malchus, that's when it was Tameh before it ever started, meaning it became Tameh, let's say, before you were able to eat it. So it never had a moment or a time period where you were able to eat the meat, and it never had a time period where the Isser of breaking the bones took hold. But in our case, what happened? You left it over after night, so of course you were able to eat this Korban the entire night. There was an Isser to break the bones. So therefore, according to our understanding, the Isser to break the bones will continue even after you're not allowed to eat the meat anymore when there is no sir. Who is this Tana who holds that there is a difference, right? Depending on whether the Korban was ever kosher or not. Rabbi Yaakov, it's Rabbi Yaakov. She did the Tanya as we learned the rice of Etzam Lusish Beruvo. You're not allowed to break the bones of the Korban Pesach. Bo be kosher velo be possible. Tana Kama says you're only not allowed to break the bones if it's a kosher Korban Pesach. But if it's possible, if it's Tameh, if it's Nosar, etc., so then there is no Isser to break the bones. Rabbi Yaakov, Omer, Rabbi Yaakov says it depends. Haisol Oshas kosher. If there was a moment in time where it was able to be eaten, the Nifsal, and then it became possible, say Yesh Bo Mishum Shvias Etzem. Then you still have the Isser of you're not allowed to break a bone. But Lo Haisol Oshas kosher, for whatever reason, if it was possible before you even get started, right, you were never able to eat this Korban, say Yesh Bo Mishum Shvias Etzem, there was never any Isser to break the bones, and everything is totally fine. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon gives a third shita that's, again, not really relevant for us, but Echazev Echazev Ein Bo Mishum Shvias Etzem, he would hold in any case, in no case, where the Korban is puzzle, whether it became puzzle before there was you were able to eat it, or it became puzzle afterwards. So as soon as the psul hits, there is no longer an Isser to break the bones. Okay. Now, again, going back to Rabbi Yitzchak's shita, again, that the bones of Kachim that are serving Nosar, so they are Metame, and they're a Bosis Ledavara Isser. And this concept, right, they are considered that you have to get rid of them. So Mesve, I'll ask you a question. Call it Tamazar Kachim in Tum Srefa Chutmeat Mazal Pesach. All the bones of a Kachim of Korbanos do not need to be burned except for the bones of a Korban Pesach, Mipne Atakala. Because we're concerned for Atakala, for a problem. What problem? Because you may come to break them. Right, again, we don't want people to break them if they're no sir and they're left over, right? You may come to break them to get the marrow out. We don't want you to do that. So Gemara says, Hani at Samos, Heichidami. What's the case where we're concerned? What's the case of these bones? So, Elim at the Lesbu Moach, if you tell me there's no marrow, Lamalul Shrefa, why do you need to burn them, Bechal? It's just bones. It's Elapshita, the Isbe Moach. It must be that there is marrow. Vizakadeh, the Shimash Nosar, Milsehi. And if you tell me that Shimash Nosar is a thing, so that's most cut Shimamaya into an Imsrefa. So, if you tell me that there's marrow inside these bones, right, and we deal with Nosar, Nosar is also a thing by other Kutchim, right? You can't eat a Korba Shlamim a week after you brought it. So, if we're concerned that people will break open the bones and eat the marrow, I get it. There's no isser to break open a bone of a korban shlamim, but you're not allowed to eat the nosar, right? So why aren't we concerned? Why don't you have to burn them, right? And if you're telling me that shimush nosar is a thing, right? So the bones are also no good, and you have to burn them. So why shouldn't you burn them? So Amram Nachum Bar Yitzchak Kachom Ma'eskinen Kigon Shematzim Chalutzin Atzamos Kachim Chalutzin Atzamos. The case is where you found them broken already. Right, so by kachim the imam mishum shvias etzem, by kachim where there's no isser to break open the bones, so it must be, right, the kami de nihavim nosar chaltzinu. It must be before that you got to the point of nosar, meaning while you're still able to eat this korban, it must be that they broke open the bones and they took out the marrow and they ate them. Right, so that makes sense. So therefore, lo havishim was nosar. Therefore, the marrow never got to be nosar. Meaning, you found these bones 3 days later. You don't know whether the nosar it was served nosar or not. I mean, it definitely had marrow inside, but now it doesn't. So the question is, were they broken open and eaten? If they're regular kachim, there's no problem with breaking bones. So it must be that while they're eating the korban, they broke open the bones, sucked out the marrow, and then that's it. So there was no point in which these bones service no sir, but and therefore v'loboi u'sreifa. Then you don't have to burn them. But atzmas de pesach. But if you have what about the bones of a korban pesach? The yesh behem mishum shviras etzem. You're not allowed to break the bones. So therefore, it must be that levaser didn't have no sir havu. It must be that they only broke open after the marrow became nosar, the chalitzinu, and that's when they broke. V'avelu shimush nosar abo u'sreifa. Therefore, it must be that they service nosar, and you have to burn them. So therefore, when we say that we're afraid of the takala, it must be that beforehand, right? That's what Tosus says over here, right? That when you say the Brisa says pinat takala, we're nervous about what do we say the Mishnah in the Brisa? Kol atzmos hakachim ein tunin shreifa chutz me'atzmos pesach pinat takala. What's the takala according to Pesach? Because it would have been no good. You would not been allowed to break open the bones before Nosar. Right? So Mustama, they were broken afterwards. Mustama were holding that breaking of his mother. Okay, fine. That's a little bit... Let's check out Tosos Imor. Okay. Either way, Rav Zvid Amar, Rav Zvid says another answer. How come I ask you? And what's the case over here? Kigaon, Shematzan Tzivurin Tzivurin Umehen Chalutzin. So, the case over here is where you found some bones that were piled up together, and some of them are broken. Right, but the kasha is, if you look at Rashi, you bodak el yonim imatzim chalutzim. I mean, you check the top ones, they were all broken open, but you don't know whether the other bones were broken open. Obviously, the question is, if you have some bones that were not broken open, there might be some nosar in there, the marrow inside. So the question is, do you have to check the rest of the bones? So by atzmos kachim, if you're talking about bones of regular kachim, de mehem mishum shviris etzem, there's no isser of breaking the bones. So the kulu av v'chalutz lehu v'achalutz lehu. Mistama, they were all broken, and the marrow was taken out of all of them, because you're allowed to break them when you're eating the korbanos. V'lo bai shreifa, therefore you don't have to burn them, because there was never a point where there was shimush of nosar. Atzmos ha-pesach, but the bones of a korban pesach, the yesh mehem mishum shviris etzem, that you're not allowed to break it open, dil mahani v'chalutzinu, v'lahanach lo l'chalutzinu. Maybe they broke the top ones, meaning they broke, and they put those at the top, but maybe the ones at the bottom where it did not break, and you have more of a concern, more of a chance that you'll have some nosar inside the bones in bo yisreifa, and therefore you'll need to burn them. Okay. Now, Agav, again, we'll see tomorrow that there's a way to get at the marrow, but it seems, again, from this Gemara, it seems like almost everybody ended up burning something of a korban pesach because of nosar. Right? If you weren't careful with every bone, take out the marrow, suck out the nosar. That seems to be an intense job. Maybe I'm being naive, and that's something people ate. And when you're dealing with an entire animal, people, I guess back then they were able to get at the nosar. I wouldn't think of, if I had an entire sheep to shecht, I would think about eating the meat, but I'm not sure I would consider who's eating the marrow. But okay, maybe that was a thing that they went through and they figured out. So that nobody had nosar to burn. But Mistah, I would imagine that a lot of people ended up burning nosar. Okay, fine. Either way, just very interesting. Either way, weiter. Now we're going to change topics a little bit. You know, we mentioned the Gidim. If you remember, the Mishnah said that if you have any Gidim, needs to be burned on the 16th, right now, not on Yom Tov, but on the first day of Chol HaMoed. So Gemara is going to ask, what exactly is going on with it? What Gid, what are the, which sinew has to be burned? Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rav. Kol HaGidim Basa. What is the status of sinews, of these types of the things that run inside the flesh? What is that? Is that, so Rav says, all the gidim in an animal is basar, has the status of meat, you can eat them, chutz mi gidei tzavar, except for the gid of the neck, right, Rashi writes, and it's very, very difficult, it's very hard, not difficult, it's very difficult to eat, it's very hard, Rashi writes, ve'eats ba'almahu, it's just considered to be like wood, it's not even considered to be meat. Okay, so Gemara says, it's not, 1 second. Our mission says, "Hatzamos v'gidim anosar yisruvu b'tet zayin." Right, you have to burn the sinews on first day Chol HaMoed. The Gemara says, "Hani gidin heichidami." What's the case of these sinews that you have to burn? So, ilei magidei basar. If you tell me that sinews of an animal is considered to be meat, so nechlinu, just eat them. Right, it's a mitzvah to eat korban Pesach. Apparently, the gidin are involved. Right, v'id itusar, and if they were left over. Right, so that's hainu nosar. That's nosar that the Mishnah mentions one word later. So it can't be that we're talking about sinews that were left over. Right, if they're meat, if they're flesh, so you have to eat them. And if you don't eat them, you have to burn them. Well, but that's the case of nosar that we mentioned already. So ala pshita the gid itzavar. Mistama, we're talking about the gid of the neck. Right, but iem is bishlama basar ninu. Right, if you tell me that the gidim of the neck are meat, so. Then amatu lahachi by strefa. That's why you have to burn them. Ali yamrus lam basar ninu. But if you're telling me, like Rav says, that the gid of the neck is just wood, so lamalu lestrefa. Why do you have to burn them? Right, you don't have to burn anything. That's not supposed to be eaten. Right. If you have a bone that doesn't have marrow inside, bones are not edible. Nothing is. The hoof of the animal is not edible. You don't have to burn it because you didn't eat it. Right. It's not shaykh. So same thing over here. If the gid of the neck, right, if it's meat, so then it's nosar. If it's not meat, so then it shouldn't have to be burned. So what's the case in the Mishnah where you have to burn the sinews? So Rav Chisda alo mitzucha el gira nasha. Rav Chisda says, we're talking about the gira nasha. V'aliba de Rabbi Yehuda. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Tanya l'kulinda v'raisa, Rabbi Yehuda omer eno noeg el ba'achas. Again, the gira nasha, obviously, the sinews on the thigh of the animal, also because of, theoretically, because Yaakov got injured, that's when he fought the angel. Right again, stomach. That's the basis. That's what the pasuk says. So Rabbi Yehuda says it's really only one of them, right? Because again, think about it. Just logically, actually, it makes a lot of sense. What happened to Yaakov? He got solea al yurecho. He was injured on his thigh. He wasn't injured on both thighs. He probably wouldn't have been able to walk. Right? It was definitely one of them. Right, probably Mistama, logically, it was only one of them. So therefore, and then Rabbi Yehuda continues, and this is a funny phrase that the Gemara in Chulin discusses, we'll have to talk about it in a second, V'adas machras shel yamin. And the das, the mind, machras, makes sense, right? It kind of decides that it should probably be the right one. Now, the pasuk doesn't say which one Yaakov got injured on, right? But Rabbi Yehuda says it's only one of them, only one of the Gid HaNashes, and it makes sense for it to be the right one. So, that's a little weird. But just to clarify, therefore, what's going on in our Mishnah, according to Rav Chisda, it's the Gira Nasha that we're talking about, and it's Rav Yehuda Shita. Since you can't eat it, right, but you don't know which one it is, so therefore, right, it's it technically, the one that's Moter is meat, and therefore it's going to be Nosar, and you have to burn it. But the Mishnah, right, it has to mention it differently, as Rashi explains over here, the long Rashi, that the Mishnah mentions it differently than other nosar because it's always burnt, right? You never are allowed to eat the gid hanasha because, again, we don't know which one it is. It's a suffix. Therefore, the gid is considered meat, and yes, it's technically nosar, but it's different than other nosar because it's always nosar. It's always going to be burned. Oh, and that's why, again, one of the reasons why I said that people, I mentioned before, that it could be that everybody always burns something over the Korban Pesach on the 16th of Pesach. Okay, that's why the Mishnah mentions it separately. So Gemara says, "Vela tishvot destrugi misafkele the Rabbi Yehuda." Well, if that's true, then let's answer. I mean, if that's what we're saying, the Rabbi Yehuda he thought it was the right one, but since both of them are usher, so we're going to burn both of them, and that's what the Mishnah is talking about. That can answer tifshot. We can answer the question in the Gemara Nechulin. The Gemara Nechulin and Daf Tzadi has a suffix, what it means, when Rabbi Yehuda says, Vadas machras shel yamin, that the mind, it makes sense that it should be the right one. But so the Gemara there has a suffix. Does it mean that the Torah's mind, meaning the mind of the Torah, it makes sense that the Torah meant that the right one was usher? Or are you just saying that it's a suffix, and logically, I think it should be the right one? That's what Rabbi Yehuda is saying. Well, if we're telling you that our Mishnah is talking about a case that the Gid HaNasha is always burned, right, and it's a suffix, we burn both of them, so apparently you see that Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's a suffix. Because the E-Mifsha, Pshitalei, because it was obvious which one, right, if what Rabbi Yehuda meant was the Torah logically is going to usher the right one, and therefore the right one is the one that's usher, the left one is fine, so why don't we just eat the mutter one and leave over the usher one? So lama le l'shreifa, why do you need to burn it? As we understood in the Mishnah, that you always have to burn it. So Amar Avika Bar Chinina, he says, no, you don't. That doesn't necessarily answer our question, because kigonchuk shahukru ubasof nisabru. It could be that Rabbi Yehuda means that really the Torah decided it's the right one, and you know which one is mutter and which one is usher, but here the case where you have to burn it is where you took, you cut up the animal, and both Gid HaNashes look similar, and then you confuse the two. So then at that point, well, okay, now you don't know which one is Mutter, which one is Usser, now you got to burn it, and that's why the Mishnah listed separately, because it's separate than a case of Nosar, right? There's other factors at play here. Rav Ashi says, no, lo nitzucha ela l'shmeinu shel Gid HaNashe. We're not talking about necessarily Rabbi Yehuda, we're talking about the fats around the Gid HaNashe, Gatanya, like we learned in Abraisa. Shmeino mutter, really the fats around the Gid HaNashe are mutter, but Yisrael kachemim v'nohagim bo iser. But I'm Yisrael kadosh, and they want to be extra careful, so therefore they don't eat the fats around the Gid HaNashe. So therefore that's what we're talking about, that's what has to be burned, again, because it's the fats around the I'm Yisrael nohagim iser, and therefore, right, you have to burn it, it's always going to be nosar, that's what is mentioned separately than the other types of nosar. Ravina says, no. He doesn't like that so much, because, again, it's a nice to have a minog, and this is, again, why Rebbeim and YU always push that if you're going to adopt a chumrah, make sure there are no kulas attached to it. Because what's going on over here? You have a chumrah, right? We're going to be machmir for the Gid HaNashe. We're not going to eat the fats around the Gid HaNashe. Very nice. But now, you have a mitzvah to eat the Korban Pesach. What's going to happen? Right? Now you're not going to eat a part of a Korban Pesach, and you're going to have nosar. So Ravina doesn't like that. He says, no, I can't be talking about that. Because that doesn't make sense. Right? He would say, Ravina says, no, b'chitzon. We're talking about the gid on the outside part of the thigh, or the hip. Oh, could Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel? Damar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, beis gidin hin. This is actually there, if you look at an animal, there are two sinews that go across the hip. Pnimiya samach etzem aser, the one that runs over the bone is aser, the chayav in 11, you'd be chayav malchus if you ate it. But v'chitzon, the outer one, a samach labaser, that's near the meat, that's aser bein chayav in 11, that's aser midir abana. So that, because again, we don't want to get confused, right? We don't want people to eat the wrong gid. So Ravina says, no, we're dealing here with an iser d'rabbana, not a minug that Am Yisrael were noheg and extra chumrah, very nice, yafet. No, if you do that, then you're violating the iser, the mitzvah of eating the korban pesach. Once you have a din d'rabbana, a mamish iser d'rabbana, that is going to override, again, Chazal where it goes, there are a lot of things, so we're not mekayim mitzvahs. Like, for example, we have this year, in 2 weeks, we don't, it's d'rabbana and d'rabbana, but Chazal where it goes, there, we don't read Megillah on Shabbos, because we're concerned about Otsah. By Lulav as well, D'Oraisa, right? That's a shofar as well. So Chazal, sometimes we're Oker, Din D'Oraisa, right? Because they're concerned for Dinim, other Dinim. You know, they have Isra D'Rabbanan. So once you have an Isra D'Rabbanan, then Ravina was comfortable with, you know, not eating that part of the Korban. Therefore, that's what we're talking about, that it's the second Gid that is Isra D'Rabbanan, and that's why obviously it would always be Nosar, and that's why the Mishnah listed it separately. Okay, Shkoyak, Kodo, or Bosei, we'll stop here. Have a tremendous Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, and we'll go back to the Heilige Shas tomorrow.